The Torah in our parasha, when it teaches us the halachas about avelus and how a person, a Jewish person, is supposed to behave when he's lost a close relative, it says, "Barim atam l'Hashem alkechem." We are Kadosh Baruch Hu's children, and the Torah continues, "Leisus gadadu l'meis leisusim akarcha." Now let rip parts of our body. Kik am kadosh ato l'Hashem alkechem. And Rashi explains, "Ki am kadosh ata, kedushas atzmecha. Our kedusha emanates mi'avasecha, from our parents, from our fathers, from our forefathers." And the Sefer Megid Yosef quotes that when Rabbi Yoshe ben Soloveitchik Zatzal was sitting shiva for the passing of his wife, Rav Hutner and Rav Teitz, Kroinim Levracha, came to Menachem of him, and they were sitting, and the question that came up is, why are the halachas of avelus for a parent different for the avelus for all other relatives? The question that was discussed is that perhaps the avelus on other relatives should be treated more severely than the avelus on a parent. That a parent, hopefully after a long life, a long, fruitful life, passes away, that's the way the world goes. But if some Rahman Slan loses a wife, loses children, that isn't necessarily the way it's supposed to be. So why do we find that the avelus on parents are treated more severely? So Rav Teitz answered, because for everybody else, there's a substitute. A person can marry another wife, a person can have more children, but a person, there's only one set of parents that one can have. Rav Hutner said that the avelus on a parent is not just for the loss of the parent. The avelus for a parent is because it represents that we are now one generation further than we are from Matan Torah. Our parents are our link to Matan Torah, and when a parent passes away, it represents one further generation. We are now further from the connection to Matan Torah. Rav Soloveitchik said that since by other relatives, as we explained, it's not necessarily common that one should have avelus in those relatives, and therefore Chazal were concerned that there were tragedy of a loss of a wife, the tragedy of a loss of children would be so great that the person would overdo the avelus. But by parents are, as we said, it's more common. So a person won't feel and represent the avelus that significantly. So we wanted, the Torah wanted, Chazal wanted that the avelus should be a more significant avelus, and that's why they extended it for a year. But the Sefer Megid Yosef has a whole different approach to this. He says, people need parents their whole lives. Our parents are those that guide us in the way we're supposed to live. They are our models. They are the ones that teach us and show us how to live. And therefore, when somebody loses a parent, we need a year. What does the year represent? He explains. He explains that the year represents an entire 12-month period. All the types of things that are going to happen within a 12-month period. On a Ruchnis level, in the course of 12 months, you're going to have all the Yom Tovim. You're going to have all the experiences that we have on a Ruchnis level within a year. And on a Gashmistiga level, the four seasons of the year are all within the 12-month period. If a person, Rachman Slan, loses a parent, during that period of the 12 months, it's a period of reflection of every different type of situation, every different type of milestone that comes up in the year. The halacha is that we remember what would have happened. What did they do during this situation? What did they do during this season? What did they do during this yontif? And that helps us keep us on the right path towards our parents. And that's why the halacha, as the Mishnayos Masechta Ma'akot teach us, is that if somebody, as we know, when somebody loses a relative, they have to rip kriya, they have to rip the beged that they wear. But the halacha teaches us that there's a difference between the kriya of a garment that one rips for a parent versus the kriya in all other garments. The Mishnah, and that's the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, differentiates that the tear that was ripped by other aveilim may be sewn up, but the tear that was ripped on a garment for a parent is something that can never be told. The halacha does not allow us to completely sew up. The point being that every time the person is going to wear that garment that wasn't properly sewn up, he's going to remember his parents. And that's what Hilchos Aveilus on a parent is all about, remembering the previous generation. So why is that? So I saw another story. There was once during the time of the Spanish Inquisition, which we know that Jews at that time were forced either to convert or to leave. And many Jews were tortured and many Jews were killed. And there was one child who the Nochrim had grabbed away, and they trained him in the way, and they raised him amongst themselves. And he was a very talented boy and became a young man. And he became a very senior judge in the Spanish judicial system. One of his positions was that there were Jews that hid their religion and still tried to practice their religion, known as the Muranos. And every time such a Jew was caught, they were sentenced to death. And it was his job to sign that death sentence. One time, there was a Jew sentenced to death, and he needed to sign the warrant, and he couldn't bring himself to sign it. And he didn't know why. This was something that he unfortunately was doing all the time. So he asked to see this person who was sentenced that he couldn't bring himself to sign. And as this person came to see him and they began a discussion, it became clear that this was his father. And somehow he wasn't able to sign a death warrant, even though he didn't realize it was his father, but it's still a father. And Rashi and the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, on the pasuk that we began with, says, "Bonim atam l'Hashem l'keichem, b'zman shatum noyim minig bonim atam nekroim bonim. When you act like children, you are bonim. Einam atam noyim minig bonim, ein atam kroim bonim. But if we don't act like children of a person, then you're not his child. Divrei Yehuda. Remeyam rebenkach rebenkach atam kroim bonim. You are always the children." What we see from here is that there's a special relationship that can't be broken between a parent and a child. It has to be cherished and it exists. But that is only a representation of what we learn in our pasuk. In our pasuk, it says, "Bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem." That special bond that exists between a parent and a child that we need to keep moving, and that's what Hilchos Aveilus represents. Why is it so important? Yes, we explained, because it represents and it serves as a reminder for us how to live all year round. But there's a deeper pshat. When we think about the relationship that we have with our parent, that very strong bond that will guide us and should guide us, and even if it's not there, because as we just spoke about a case where a child doesn't realize that that's his parent, and the child, Rahman al-Tzlan, has moved completely away from living the way the parent lived, but it still shows that there's a special, special connection that can never be shaken, and that has to be built and strengthened, and that's what Hilchos Aveilus represent. But that's only a small part to remind us of the special bond that each one of us has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bonim atem l'Hashem alakeichem. And that we have to constantly remember that special bond. And that's why perhaps the parasha begins with the words, Rei anoichi nois lefnechem hayoim. Moshe Rabbeinu uses the word Re'ei. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu use the word Re'ei? He should have said, Tishmu, listen to what I'm going to say. And there's an interesting Balaturim. The Balaturim says, Rei anoichi Re'ei aseres adibris sheposuf anoichi. Remember that Seres HaDibris begins with the word Anoichi. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael that if you want to be Zoicha, if you want to have a Sabrocha Asher Tishmun, the Brocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to give us, how can we get to that Brocha? What is the secret? Says Moshe Rabbeinu as he begins the parasha, A, always look in front of you. Always have in front of you, says the Balaturim, that Anoichi. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in front of you, that will guide you and lead you always on the right path. Rei Anoichi nois lefneichem hayoim. I give you the opportunity to always say, Moshe Rabbeinu, I give you the advice to always see the Anoichi in front of you. And if you will always see that Anoichi, if you will always remember Bonim Atam L'Hashem L'Kechem, you'll always see Hashem in front of you, then you will have as a bracha, that will bring bracha to your lives.